by the time you were 20, you grew up in a hurry.
Yeah.
But while in Germany, in battle, and in France, you saw these cathedrals. Isn't there a story that you were in the attic of a house?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that experience.
It's in Reims, France. They call it Reims, but it is the most magnificent cathedral in the world. The Germans, we were pushing them back pretty effectively at that time, and they were in this town of Reims. Incidentally, just by coincidence, that's where the Germans surrendered, in Reims. But at that time, they were still fighting pretty effectively in this city, and the high command, I guess, of the American army needed information. Are we going to attack? Are we going to do this? Are we going to surround? Are we going to stay where we are? So the G2 intelligence, some people say it's an oxymoron, but I think it's pretty effective. The G2 of my division sent down the word, we would like to make an infiltration of Reims to try to determine what the Germans are doing. Here I am, I'm 19 or 20, I don't remember what, at that point. So, through a series of things, I foolishly volunteered. Now, that's one of the most stupid things you can possibly do, but I did. And they said, oh, well, you again, huh? So, they said, we want to infiltrate into the city and see if we can determine what the Germans are doing. Are they retreating? Are they putting up a fight? Are they building barricades? Have they moved artillery in? What have they done? I had a sergeant, Benny Balargin. He spoke French. We thought, hell, let's do it. We were introduced to some members of the French underground. Benny spoke French fluently. The plan was evolved that we, Benny Balargin and I, would infiltrate into Reims and see what we could see. The French underground was going to lead us in there, which they did. It was kind of interesting, kind of like the movies. We would hide here in this little alcove, and this guy would hit the ground with his gun. A few minutes later, another sound would come from down the way, and somebody else would hit that. We'd proceed a little bit further, and we'd get into another place. Obviously, the Germans weren't there. I mean, we were on the edge of Reims, and they were on the interior. We were coming into Reims, and he'd strike a match, and it would be gone like that, but down the way, here'd come another light. Ultimately, we got into the heart of the city, realizing that the Germans were evacuating. The underground eventually took us to, I guess, what they call safe houses. It was on the area where you could look out over the cathedral. So we were right in the heart of the city, and we were taken up to the attic of this house and given a place where we could look out there, and we could see the Germans leaving. Now, that sounds like Hollywood, but in this case, that's really what it did. So Benny, who could work the radio, sent back this word that the Germans were leaving. It was good news, apparently. Now, there surely were other people besides me doing this, but this was our little part. And I could look out and see that magnificent cathedral. You know, growing up in the oil fields, if you've never seen anything like that, it's pretty remarkable. Anyway, it became obvious that the Germans were leaving. We spent the night there and went down from the attic to the ground floor and into the cathedral. I guess I was the first American in that cathedral. But it made a profound impression on me.
Life-changing.
Oh, it was. It was.
In Bayeux, I visited that cathedral and went inside. I'm kind of envisioning a little bit what you might have seen, a very gothic Notre Dame cathedral in Bayeux. We just stand in awe, and there you did. But you didn't know what you were going to do with that picture, did you, at the moment?
Mm-mm. At Bayeux, they saw the tapestry, didn't you?
We did.
Yeah, I've been there since then.
Which was made to commemorate the events in the Norman conquest of England in 1066. That's how old that was.
Right, right. It's quite remarkable.
It is,
really.
Very, right. Yeah. It was made by the wife of William the Conqueror.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, according to legend.
Uh-huh. Yeah.